给我这个机会可以来掌声的话。
Thank God, I gave this have this opportunity to preach to you.
I'll switch back. I saw several of the teens 2 weeks ago at the retreat, so it's good to see many of you again.
在座有好几位年轻人是我两个星期以前在冬令会见过的。
So we thank God for your church.
我为你们的教会感谢神。
And also wish you all a blessed and happy new year.
祝愿你们有一个蒙福的快乐的新年。
In the English congregation at ACC, we just finished several messages on the book of Ezra.
在 ACC 的英文堂，我们刚刚结束了以斯拉记的学习。
And so I've been thinking a lot about this, and so today we'll be using the book of Ezra, chapter 7.
我思想这本书很久，所以我们今天来看以斯拉记第七章。
Oh, and by the way, let's remember to pray for Pastor Zhang.
并且我们记得在祷告中纪念张牧师。
He is in England, right? In
他在
UK.
英国。
So it snows there sometimes, I think. So we want to pray for him, their safety as they serve God there.
我们为在张牧师在英国的平安祷告，因为那里常常下雪。
Let me pray before we go on.
让我们先祷告。
Father, I thank you for the privilege to be here.
天父，我感谢你有这样的机会在这里证道。
Thank you for these precious brothers and sisters and friends.
感谢你为在座的兄弟姐妹和朋友们。
As we begin this message, I pray that your spirit will speak clearly.
在我们要开始这段经文学习的时候，我祈求你的圣灵向我们说话。
We thank you for the privilege to worship you.
我为我们有这样的机会可以敬拜你，感谢你。
We thank you in Jesus' name.
奉主的名。
Amen.
感谢你。
Amen. Thank you.I went to the title of today's message is Where Does Courage Come From?
今天的题目是勇气从哪里来。
I went to Google and just asked that question online.
我去网上查了 Google, 有关这个问题的回答。
So I asked the question, Where do you find courage? And this was one of the answers I got.
我查询你从哪里找到勇气呢？这是我找到的答案。
So one of the answers was in doing what you believe and you never look back.
一个答案就是执着你所做的，不要回头。
Another question was how do you find courage?
第二个问题我查是你怎么样得到勇气。
And the answer was.In selflessness, do not be selfless.
回答是舍掉自我。
It's a courage is natural to a person.
勇气对一个人来讲是自然而有的。
And then one other answer was, you just look inside of yourself and you will find what you need.
另外一个回答是审视你的内在，你会找到勇气。
It said.You are perfect just as you are.
他说，就像你现在这样，你就是完美的。
It says you are handsome, wise, strong, and intelligent.
他说，你英俊，有智慧，坚强，聪明。
You know who you are.
你知道你是谁。
So acknowledge yourself, honor yourself, respect yourself.
所以你要认定自己，给自己有尊荣，并且有自尊。
And so basically the answer is courage, they said, comes from within yourself.
基本上是说勇气是你内在有的。
But these sound like nice answers.
这些回答听起来很好。
But is really, is the answer to finding courage just look inside of yourself?
那找寻勇气的答案是不是就在你的里面呢？
Because I know inside of me is a lot of junk.
我知道在我的里面有很多的 污秽垃圾。
I personally am not encouraged if I just look inside of myself and I find courage.
对我来讲，我并不感到 在我内在找勇气是一件很有勇气的事。
I know that I have a lot of sin.
我知道我有很多的罪。
So this answer from the Google is not very helpful.
所以我Google出来的答案并不是很有帮助。
So I looked at the dictionary.
我去查字典。
And courage is defined as the power or quality of dealing with or facing danger.
字典说 勇气是能力和你的品格， 当你在面临和 对付危险 恐惧的时候。
Another definition I found said true courage is not the absence of fear. True courage is not the absence of fear.
他说真正的勇气不是没有惧怕，
but it's a willingness to proceed in spite of fear.
而是不管有多么惧怕都有勇气去 进行继续。
You know, we all face challenges and situations in life that require courage.
我们常常面对生活中许多的境遇需要勇气。
For some of us, it's a daily task to just have enough courage to face your day.
对我们很多人来讲， 我们需要勇气去面对每天要做的事。
Maybe for some of us in here, the family situation at home is not very good.
可能对我们在座的一些人， 家庭的关系并不是很好。
There's a lot of tension at home.
有很多的紧张的气氛。
So maybe there's a lot of conflict with parents, or maybe a lot of conflict with the children in the home.
可能有很多的冲突在父母和子女之间。
Perhaps you're facing a very difficult health situation.
可能你也面对 健康上的挑战。
Maybe some here in the room are overwhelmed sometimes by depression. It's something that you have to deal with every day.
可能在座的有些人 也被 抑郁所压倒。
Maybe you're in a job that's not really a good fit, or maybe you don't have a job and that's the problem.
可能在座有些人觉得你现在所做的 并不适合你， 也有人可能还在找工作。
Being a new church is a lot of work, right?
作为一个新的教会 有很多的工作。
But yet praise God that so many people, our brothers and sisters, are here together to worship.
感谢主， 我们在座有那么多的弟兄姐妹一起来敬拜神。
So we all face many different situations.
所以我们都面对很多不同的。
Some people are facing have the courage to go back to school on Tuesday.
可能在座有些人需要勇气。
Or Monday, some.
下个星期二回到学校。
How do we find the courage to live and to work another day?
我们怎样 找到勇气去面对新的一天在工作和生活中呢？
Well, I think Ezra completely understands what we might be facing.
我相信以斯拉完全 理解我们每天所要面对的。
He was facing a very tough situation in Ezra chapter 7.
在以斯拉记第七章中 告诉我们以斯拉面对一个非常有挑战的境遇。
He had a huge mission that seemed too much for one person to bear.
他承接了一个 非常大的使命。 似乎一个人很难承担。
Okay, so this is going to be a little bit of Sunday school right now.
现在要有一些像 主日学的教导。
Because Ezra has a lot of background, okay?
这本书有许多的 背景要解释。
Okay, we have to understand that Israel was God's chosen people, and God made a covenant with them through Abraham.
我们知道 以色列是上帝的选民。 通过亚伯拉罕神与他们立约。
God loved Israel, and he had great plans for them.
上帝爱以色列人， 为他们有很大的计划。
However, the people of Israel sinned against God and they worshipped other gods, other idols.
然而以色列人敬拜别的神和偶像。
And even though God tried to warn them, and he had patience with them, and he had mercy with them, they still sinned against him. They worshipped other gods.
尽管上帝警告他们用很大的耐心和忍耐慈悲对待他们，但是以色列人还是犯罪背叛神。
Therefore, God had to punish them.
所以上帝必须惩罚他们。
Because he loved them.
因为他爱他们。
And also because he was holy.
也因为他是圣洁的。
He cannot tolerate sin.
他不能容忍罪。
So God used this other country called Babylon.
所以上帝用另外一个国家叫巴比伦。
And they were a pagan country.
他们是外邦的国家。
They did not believe in God.
他们不信神。
But God used them to spank Israel.
所以上帝用他们去责打以色列人。
Okay, so I want, I think many of you have a bulletin. I want you to write three numbers down, okay?
大家都有程序单在背后有听到笔记，希望你写下这三个数字。
Okay, the first number is 605 BC.
第一个是公元前605年。
605. The second number is 597 BC.
第二个数字是公元前597年。
And the third number is 586 BC.
第三个数字是公元前586年。
Okay, the first number, 605 BC, God used a king of Babylon called Nebuchadnezzar.
在公元前605年，上帝用巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒。
Nebuchadnezzar was a very powerful king.
尼布甲尼撒是一个大能的王。
So as he was taking over other countries, he eventually got to Judah and took a group of people and basically started taking over Israel.
在尼布甲尼撒征服其他国家的时候，他也到了犹大去征服了他们。
Daniel was one of those that was taken during that time.
但以理就是在第一次被掳的时候带去的。
So that's the beginning of the spanking.
这是上帝责打的开始。
Then a few years later, in 597, another King Nebuchadnezzar came and he took some more people from Jerusalem.
第二次是在公元前597年，尼布甲尼撒王第二次掳去了许多的以色列人。
So he took more people out of Jerusalem, to Babylon.
他带去更多的，从耶路撒冷带去更多的人到了巴比伦。
The Bible says that the prophet Ezekiel and also 10,000 of the Israel leaders were taken away.
在这一次被掳中，先知以西结和一万个犹太人的领袖都被掳去了。
And then lastly, 586 BC is when Jerusalem, the city of Jerusalem, was completely destroyed.
公元前586年，耶路撒冷城完全的被毁灭了。
If you look at Jeremiah 52 verse 13,
如果你看耶利米书52章13节。
It talks about Nebuchadnezzar. He set fire to the temple of the Lord.
他说尼布甲尼撒王用火焚烧耶和华的殿和王宫。
The royal palace and all the houses of Jerusalem.
又焚烧耶路撒冷的房屋。
Every important building he burned down.
就是各大户家的房屋。
The whole Babylonian army under the commander of the imperial guard broke down all the walls around Jerusalem.
巴比伦王御林军把整个耶路撒冷的城墙都拆毁了。
So can you imagine if someone came here and burned down this building? I know it's not your building, but if they burned down this building and took over Austin, you know, another country did. It's something like that.
就像, 另外一个国家的人, 来到奥斯丁, 侵占了整个城市, 并把这一座, 建筑烧毁了。
For the Jewish people, for to see the temple, God's temple destroyed, it made them sad is not the right. It just devastated them.
对犹太人来说, 看见神的殿被拆毁, 悲伤是不足以形容他们, 彻底, 崩溃的心境的。
And remember, the reason why all this happened is because the Israelites worship other gods.
我们要知道, 这件事真正的原因是因为以色列人, 敬拜其他的神。
We may think, wow, this God, he's such an angry God. Why does he punish so severely?
我们可能会觉得, 这个上帝的怒气实在太大了, 为什么他要这么严厉地惩罚以色列人呢?
But then we see God's grace.
然后我们就看见上帝的恩典。
God eventually started bringing the Jews back to Jerusalem, back to Israel.
然后我们看见神逐渐地把以色列人又带回, Yehuda, Jerusalem.
And let me have you write three more numbers.
然后, 请大家再写三个数字。
538 BC.
538年公元前。
458 BC,
公元前458年,
and 444 BC,
444年公元前.
Ezra chapter 1 through 6 is with the first number. In 538 BC, the king, the pagan king, allowed some Israelites to go back to Jerusalem.
以斯拉记的第一章到第五章是讲的, 第一次归回在公元前538年, 巴比伦王允许一部分的以色列人回归。
And then the second, 458 BC, this is chapter 7 through chapter 10, this is when Ezra returned to Jerusalem, and he brought several people.
以斯拉记第七章到第十章是讲述458年公元前第二次回归，是以斯拉带了一些的人回到耶路撒冷。
And then just for your just to complete this lesson, 444 BC is when Nehemiah came back to Jerusalem and built the walls of Jerusalem.
公元前444年, 耶利米带着, 一部分的犹太人回去, 重建耶路撒冷城墙。
You see, God gave them three spankings to take them and punish them for their sin, but then he gave them three opportunities to come back. God is a God of grace.
上帝用三次的被掳去, 责打以色列人, 又给他们三次的机会领他们回归, 让我们看见上帝是一个恩典的上帝。
So now you know some of the background. Hopefully this will help.
现在你们知道了, 一些的背景。
So now let's look a little bit more about Ezra.
那我们先来, 看一看以斯拉是怎样的人。
What is his background?
他是, 的背景是怎样?
Okay, we're going to jump around a little bit, but Ezra chapter 7 verse 1, and then we will jump to verse 5. Okay?
我们会有一些跳跃, 我们先看以斯拉记7章第1节, 然后是第5节。
Okay, I'm going to use English. If you could follow along in English or Chinese or whatever Bible you use. Okay? So Ezra chapter 7 verse 1 says this. Now after this, in the reign of Artaxerxes, king of Persia, Ezra, the son of Seraiah, and then it talks about all his grandparents all the way down, to verse 5, the son of Abishua, the son of Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the chief priest. Aaron, many of you know, was Moses' brother.
大家知道, 在第一章里面讲的是波斯王, 亚达薛洗年间有个叫以斯拉的人, 后面就是讲的他的, 祖先, 最后是归到是亚伦, 所以大家都知道亚伦是摩西的兄弟。
So we know that Ezra is from the line of the high priest Aaron. So he was a priest.
So we know Israel's 家族是大祭司的家族。
The second thing we see, not only is he a priest, but he's also a teacher.
第二件事我们看见他不只是一个祭司，他也是一个文士。
Look at verse 6 and then look at verse 10.
我们看第六节和第十节。
Ezra went up from Babylonia. He was a scribe, skilled in the law of Moses that the Lord, the God of Israel, had given. And the king granted him all that he asked, for the hand of the Lord his God was on him. Verse 10. For Ezra had set his heart to study the law of the Lord and to do it and to teach his statutes and rules in Israel. So we see from verse 6, verse 10, Ezra is not only a priest, but he's also a teacher or a scribe.
So we see from 6节和第十节中，看见以斯拉不仅是祭司，他也是敏捷的文士，也教导别人来遵守。
But then we also see in verse 6 and verse 9, verse 6 says the king granted him all that he asked.
第六节我们也看见王允准他一切所求的。
And then verse 9 it says that good hand of his God was on him.
第九节我们看见是因他的神施因他神施恩的手帮助他。
So Ezra was a priest.
所以以斯拉是一个祭司。
He was a teacher.
他是一个文士。
He had the favor of man. In other words, man had the king blessed him.
他有神的有人和王的祝福。
And also God's hand was on him.
并且神施恩的手帮助他。
If any of you have children, Ezra is a good name to name your child.
如果你有小孩要起名字，以斯拉是一个好名字。
He was a good man of God, a righteous man of God.
他是神眼中的义人，好人。
As I look around this room, some of you I know.
我巡视这个屋子，有些人我认识。
And many of you had many years together at Austin Chinese Church.
你们中许多的人在ACC 聚会。
I know many of you have loved God and served God with all of your heart.
我知道你们中许多的人爱神，侍奉神全心全意。
So as I think about Ezra, I also thank God for many of you as you work so hard and faithfully in serving our God.
当我读以斯拉记的时候，我也为你们忠心敬虔的在神面前侍奉，感谢神。
But you also have a similarity to the second point, not only Ezra's background, but Ezra's task.
你们与以斯拉的第二点相同的是，不仅有相同的背景，也有相同的任务。
We won't take the time to read all of verse 11 to verse 26.
我们就不花时间读11节到26节了。
But let me just summarize, Ezra had a huge task in front of him.
我就总结一下，以斯拉有一个非常艰巨的使命。
He had to, let me summarize, Ezra had to determine the condition of the religious practice.
他必须确定在耶路撒冷的宗教的仪式。
As he went to Jerusalem, he had to figure out who had to who was supposed to obey the Jewish law and the customs.
他必须定准哪些人需要遵守犹太的律例和习俗。
He had to teach and instruct these people about the law and enforce the observance of the law.
他必须教导有关摩西的律法，并认准这些律法的执行。
And let me just read a little bit of verse. Let's just start with verse 11. Actually, I'll ask the Sister G if you will read verse 11 to verse 17.
Okay, 接下来我用中文念七章十一节到十七节，祭司以斯拉是通达耶和华诫命、赐以色列律例的文士。亚达薛喜王赐给他谕旨，上面写着说： 诸王之王亚达薛喜达与祭司以斯拉通达天上神律法大德的文士云云，住在我国中的以色列人祭司利未人，凡甘心上耶路撒冷去的，我就降旨准他们与你同去。王与七个谋士既然差你去，照你手中神的律法书查问犹大和耶路撒冷的景况，又带金银，就是王和谋士甘心献给住耶路撒冷以色列神的，并带你在巴比伦全省所得的金银和百姓祭司乐意献给耶路撒冷他们神殿的礼物，所以你当用这金银急速买公牛、公绵羊、绵羊羔和铜线的素祭祭奠之物，献在耶路撒冷你们神殿的坛上。
And then last verse 20.
然后是在二十节，你神殿里若再需用的经费，你可以从王的府库里支取。
Okay, let me try to explain. This is an amazing story.
让我来解释一下，这是一个非常有意思的。
This Wang, this king Artaxerxes, is a pagan, unbelieving king.
这个亚达薛喜王是一个外邦不信神的王。
But he allowed Ezra and some of the Israelites to go back to Jerusalem.
但是他准许以斯拉和一些犹太人回到耶路撒冷。
And he said, Ezra, I want you to make sure all the laws are followed.
他说以斯拉，我希望你确定所有上帝的律例都被遵行。
And I'm going to give you money to take back there so you can use it. Here's my credit card.
并且我给你钱，带回去，支付你所需用的，这是我的信用卡。
You see why I say Ezra had a huge responsibility.
这就是我说为什么以斯拉有非常大的责任。
If he doesn't use the king's money wisely,
如果他没有善用王的金钱，他就会砍头。
And then look at verse 25.
那我们看第二十五节。
Not only does he have to talk about the laws, not only does he have to take care of the finances, but he also had to appoint judges to administer justice.
他不仅要教导律法，他善用金钱，他还要找文士确立司法的正确。
Let me read verse 25 and 26 in English.
教练大家听，用英文念25节和26节。
And you, Ezra, according to the wisdom of your God that is in your hand, appoint magistrates and judges who may judge all the people in the province beyond the river, all such as know the laws of your God. And those who do not know them, you shall teach. Whoever will not obey the law of your God and the law of the king, let judgment be strictly executed on him, whether for death or for banishment or for confiscation of his goods or for imprisonment. So, again, this is an unbelieving king. He says, here's money you can use, and I want you to set up a justice system so that everybody follows your God's law and my laws.
这是一个不信上帝的王说这里是金钱你带去在那里教训百姓遵守上帝的律例也遵循我王的诫命。
So Ezra's task is huge.
所以以斯拉的责任是非常大的。
So basically Ezra had to organize life in Jerusalem for all the Jewish communities, but it's under the king Artaxerxes.
所以以斯拉要在亚达薛喜王的掌控之下，把耶路撒冷犹太人的生活规范建立起来。
And it's also under the Mosaic law.
并且也是在摩西的律法之下。
On the one hand, it's 奇怪 and also on the other hand, it's 奇妙 It's a huge task. Sorry.
On one hand, it's amazing. On the other hand, it's strange. The other hand, it's amazing.
So we see that God has trusted Ezra with a very big but very special task.
我们看见, 上帝, 信任以斯拉把, 重任降给他。
Now this is where many of us, if we were Ezra, we would have maybe the reaction, we go, thank you God, no thank you God. It's like, that's too much. I cannot do that.
可能我们在座的人在以斯拉的境况下会说, 谢谢神, 但是不要了, 太多了。
I cannot do this.
我不能做这些。
Perhaps again in your life, you're facing some challenges.
同样在你的生活中, 你可能也面对的, 一些大的挑战。
You feel like, I cannot handle this, God.
你可能会对上帝说, 上帝啊, 我承受不住这些。
I don't have the courage.
我没有勇气。
I don't have the faith.
我没有信心。
I don't have the strength.
我没有力量。
It might be in your school.
可能在你的, 学校。
It could be at your work.
可能在你的工作中。
It might be in your home.
可能在你的家庭中。
It might be here at church.
也可能在我们教会侍奉中。
You see, Ezra had a choice here at this moment.
以斯拉有一个选择。
He could have said, no way, God, I cannot do it. No, thank you.
他可以对上帝说, 没有可能的上帝, 我不能做。
Now this whole message is coming to verse 27 and 28.
今天的, 正道, 的重点就在27和28节。
We've already looked at Ezra's background.
我们已经看了以斯拉的背景。
We saw Ezra's task.
我们看见以斯拉的任务。
And lastly, we look at Ezra's courage.
最后我们看以斯拉的勇气。
This is Ezra's response.
这是以斯拉的回应。
Verse 27 and 28, if a sister would read verse 27 and 28 in Chinese.
27:28，我用中文念：以斯拉说：“耶和华我们列祖的神是应当称颂的，因他使王起着心意，修饰耶路撒冷耶和华的殿，又在王和谋士，并大能的军长面前施恩于我，因耶和华我神的手帮助我，我就得以坚强，从以色列中招聚首领与我一同上来。”
This is very good. I'm going to read it in English too, so you get two for one, okay? Blessed be the Lord, the God of our fathers, who put such a thing as this into the heart of the king to beautify the house of the Lord that is in Jerusalem, and who extended to me his steadfast love before the king and his counselors and before all the king's mighty officers. I took courage, for the hand of the Lord my God was on me, and I gathered leading men from Israel to go up with me. What powerful, what a wonderful response.
这, 以斯拉的, 反应是, 多么, 有震撼和美好。
What do we see just in these few verses?
我们从这两节中看见什么呢?
In other words, how can we learn to have this same kind of courage?
就是我们要学习我们怎么样可以有 和以斯拉同样的勇气。
Okay, let me. My first point here is, it is important not to be overwhelmed by the task, but to have a deep and abiding relationship with the master who gives the task. Okay, I'm going to say that one more time in English. And then, it is important not to be overwhelmed by the task, but to have a deep and abiding relationship with the master who gives the task.
第一点我们要学习的。 就是不要被任务所压倒, 而是要与那位, 给你任务的主, 建立更深, 更紧密相连的关系。
Notice that Ezra joyfully embraced this role, this job that God had given to him. In fact, he blessed God.
我们看见, 以斯拉欣然领受了这个任务, 我们看见以斯拉称颂神。
This is amazing.
这是非常奇妙的。
I don't know about you, but I don't like pain.
我不知道你们怎么样, 我非常不喜欢疼痛。
I don't like heavy burdens.
我不喜欢有负重的感觉。
I try to help at home.
我试着帮忙做家事。
I think I should help more.
我觉得我应该多做一点。
But here, this is a big task, and Ezra basically said, God, thank you for giving me such a big job to do.
我们看见以斯拉在这里基本上是说, 感谢神给我这样的重任。
Because he had a deep relationship with his master.
那是因为他与他的主有非常深的关系。
We notice also he was very confident of God's character.
而且我们也看见他对神的 属性非常有信心。
Verse 28, he said, God extended to me his steadfast love.
他说, 应耶和华, 我神的手帮助我。
And it says here that that he had confidence that God's steadfast love would always be there. Steadfast means that it will be consistent. It will be faithful. He will be faithful.
他说上帝 永不改变, 持守的爱与我同在。
This is where most of us stop.
这是我们很多的人就在这里止步了。
If you think about the Garden of Eden in the book of Genesis,
如果我们, 回想创世纪中伊甸园的故事,
when Satan tempted Eve to eat the fruit,
当, 撒旦, 引诱夏娃吃, 禁果,
Satan didn't really say, eat this fruit. He said, are you sure God really said this?
撒旦没有说, 吃这个果子, 而是说, 你确定吗? 上帝其实真说?
You see, Eve and Adam, they sinned when they doubted God's goodness.
当亚当和夏娃, 怀疑上帝的, 善良的时候, 他们就犯罪了。
We do that too, right?
我们也是这样。
When do we sin?
我们什么时候犯罪呢?
When we think, I choose between sin or I choose between God, this isn't so good. I choose this, right?
是我们在选择, 罪和上帝, 的, 当中吗? 是我选择, 上帝好像不是那么好, 好像罪还更好一点。
You see, Moses, another example.
让我们看, 摩西是另外一个例子。
God called him to do a big task.
上帝, 招他做一个大的, 使命,
to lead Israel out of Egypt.
去带领以色列人出埃及。
Basically, five times Moses said, no, no, no. No, no. You know, he had five different reasons.
基本上摩西有五次说不行，不行，不行，不行，不行。 有五个不同的, 理由。
But finally, God, he finally obeyed God when he understood that God would be with him.
最后,
and then he obeyed.
最后当他明白, 上帝会一直与他同在, 然后他就顺服了。
See, if we are confident in God's character, then we can have the courage to carry out the task.
当我们, 对上帝的属性有信心的时候, 我们就有勇气去, 继续我们的, 任务。
We see that in verse 28 that Ezra said he had the hand of the Lord upon his life.
他在28节中说, 他有神的手帮助他。
You know, last week, Christmas week, my father and mother came to visit Austin.
上一个, 圣诞节的, 礼拜, 我的父母来, 看我。
And I'm the oldest of three boys in my family.
在我家中, 的三个男孩中, 我是最大的。
And you know, when my dad talks to me, if he puts his hand on my shoulder, when I was young, sometimes that means, you're in trouble.
当我的爸爸把手放在我肩膀上, 如果我那时候小的话, 可能意味着我, 我有麻烦了。
But there's other times if I'm afraid of maybe something else or somebody else or maybe like a dog or something, if my father's hand was on me, I felt safe.
也有另外的情形就是当我在一些 情况中感到害怕，或者一只狗或者什么的，然后我的爸爸把手放在我肩上的时候，我感到安全。
Or when I am sad, if I could feel my father's hand on my shoulder, I don't even see him. He might be behind me, then I feel comfort.
当我悲伤的时候，我虽然没有看见我的父亲，他可能在我的背后，他把手放在我肩上的时候，我感到安慰。
Ezra had courage, he said, because for the hand of the Lord my God was on me.
以斯拉有勇气，是因为他知道上帝的手在他的身上。
We see that he was skilled in knowing God's word, and that can be a whole other message talking about that. But he was skilled in knowing God's word.
我们也看见以斯拉在上帝的话上，非常的熟练。
He studied the word of God.
他研究神的话。
He obeyed the word of God.
他遵守神的话。
He taught other people the word of God.
他也教导别人上帝的话。
Okay, Pastor Zhang did not ask me to say this, but why do you think we have Sunday school?
张牧师没有叫我说这个，但是我要问你，为什么我们有主日学呢？
Why do we have Bible study?
我们为什么要有查经呢？
So we can know God's word.
是因为我们可以知道上帝的话。
Why do we encourage everybody to have the personal one-on-one time to read the Bible?
为什么我们鼓励大家
personal devotion?
有个人的灵修呢？
It's again so we can know God's word.
再一次说，就是我们要知道上帝的话。
As we do that, as we see Ezra's life, then we will have courage.
当我们这样做，并且看见以斯拉所做的，我们就知道我们会有勇气。
If we are confident in God's character,
如果我们对上帝的属性有信心
，as we are skilled in God's word.
当我们熟练地知道上帝的话语
and as we experience God's hand in our life,
当我们经历上帝的手在我们身上的时候
then we can have courage.
那我们就可以有勇气
and notice the last few words of this chapter.
让我们看这一章最后的几句
It says, I gathered leading men from Israel to go up with me.
我就从以色列中召聚首领与我一同上来。
You see, the result will be others will go together with you.
那我们看见的结果就是其他的人会同你一同上来。
God didn't intend for us to serve alone.
上帝没有叫我们单独的去侍奉他。
So I think the obvious, one of the obvious application is if you are in a tough time in your life right now, please take courage.
我们一个从中可以学习一个明显的应用，就是在生活的困难当中要有勇气。
I went through a lot of background material. It's like a history lesson.
我讲了很多背景的资料，好像是上历史课这样。
But I hope it encourages you as you understand the background that Ezra, even though he had a big, big task in front of him.He took courage. He was joyful. He had blessed God for giving him this task.
我们看见以斯拉承受了一个非常非常大而艰巨的使命，然而他欣然领受，感谢神。
You see, courage is not from inside of you.
你看见勇气不是从你里面找来的。
Truly, that is foolish talk.
实在那是一个。很愚拙的说话。
But when the God of this universe has his hand on your shoulder, then you can have courage.
而当这个宇宙的主上帝将他的手放在你身上的时候，帮助你，你就可以从中得到勇气。
Whether you are in middle school or high school,
不管你是在中学还是高中
or whether you are retired,
或者你已经退休。
We need courage as we walk this journey that God has given to us.
我们都需要勇气，当我们走在上帝的路上。
And if any of you here say, Pastor, I don't even know God yet.
如果在座的有人说，牧师我还不认识这位神。
But I need courage.
但我需要勇气。
Well, I invite you today to put your trust in Jesus Christ.
那我今天就邀请你 把你的信心建立在耶稣基督的身上。
Because then you do not have to go through life alone.
那你就不需要孤单的一个人承受生活。
You can know your sins are forgiven.
你知道你的罪已经被赦免。
And you can face the task with joy.
你可以欢然的去面对生活的挑战。
I hope you will read some more in Ezra.
我希望你继续的读以斯拉记。
And I thank you for the privilege to preach for you today.
我谢谢你给我这样的机会在这里证道。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Our Father, we thank you for this privilege to serve you.
天父，我们感谢你给我们这样的荣幸来服侍你。
We thank you for the courage that you gave to Ezra.
我们感谢你给以斯拉的勇气。
And I pray, Lord, that you encourage my dear brothers and sisters here at Rock Chinese Church.
我也祈求你鼓励磐石教会的众弟兄姐妹。
That they will see that even though there are many tasks in life that are huge and looks impossible.
当他们看见在生活中许多的挑战又大又难，好像不可能承受。
But Lord, you can give them the courage they need. To press forward and to run this race.
上帝，你给他们有勇气继续向前奔走前面的道路。
We pray your blessings on this church and the brothers and sisters and friends here.
我们祷告你赐福这个教会的弟兄姐妹和朋友们。
And we pray this in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.